Cuomo says he'll upgrade JFK Airport with a world-class hotel, high-speed ferry access, and other improvements, and build a train to access LaGuardia Airport directly. He'll also create tax-free zones for cargo companies at Stewart Airport in the Hudson Valley and Republic Airport on Long Island. He'll also create a $1 billion plan for broadband internet access for underserved rural regions, and will finish financing the Thruway's new Tappan Zee Bridge over the Hudson and other improvements to the Thruway without having to raise bridge tolls or Thruway tolls. The governor, speaking at a business-sponsored breakfast in New York City, says he'll draw on a one-time multi-billion dollar surplus that's been generated by settlements with numerous banks over their wrongdoing during the recent financial crisis.
All the costs will be from existing state resources, what we call bank settlement funds. We had a one-time infusion of cash because of large settlements.
Cuomo has previously outlined other uses for the surplus, including $1.5 billion to upstate economic development and $250 million for affordable housing. Betsy Lynam with the watchdog group Citizens Budget Commission was at the breakfast. She says it's wise to use a one-time surplus on one-time expenses, but she questions whether it's a good idea to spend the surplus on the Tappan Zee Bridge when there's already a mechanism to pay for it, the existing system of thruway and bridge tolls.
This is a classic user-financed opportunity. We have tolls for a reason. They work very well to finance bridges and roads. And so you really, to make a promise not to increase tolls at all, it's sort of a short-term promise, maybe politically popular, but the reality of financing the Tappan Zee Bridge is that tolls should go up.
The governor is saving some news for his joint State of the State and budget address. He has not yet spelled out his new education policies, though he's offered plenty of hints. Cuomo has said repeatedly that he's dissatisfied with what he calls the education industry, which he labels the most sophisticated political machine in Albany. Cuomo, who has tangled with the teachers' union in recent months, reiterated those concerns on Tuesday.
It probably has been the single greatest failure of the state in many ways.
In New York, the governor does not directly control education, though Cuomo has not ruled out trying to change the current structure, where an independent board of regents chosen by the legislature sets education policy and hires the state education commissioner. A poll out Tuesday on Governor Cuomo and education issues finds that while Cuomo has gained popularity, New Yorkers still prefer that education remain in the hands of the regents. Steve Greenberg is a spokesman for Siena College, which conducted the survey.
If he wants control over education department and policy, he's got a case to make to the voters before the voters are going to accept that.
Cuomo on Wednesday is also likely to reveal his ideas for reform of the state's criminal justice system. In light of recent shootings of police officers and the death of an unarmed Staten Island man after an encounter with the police. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.